4 years is a long time to wait in line, an unreasonably long time. That was the decision of Superior Court Judge Mark Ridner in a suit against the DNR by the Chewitna Citizens Coalition. That group wants to stop a proposed strip mine planned by Delaware-based LLC Pacrim Coal. Ron Burnett is a spokesperson for the coalition.
I am feeling very good about the justice system right now because we've got a justice that has stepped forward and making the law that has been in place for a long time, and they're going to make the DNR abide by it.
The Chewitna folks submitted an application for an in-stream flow reservation. What that does is say essentially that this stream is reserved. In this case, the reservation is for salmon that swim up a couple creeks that the proposed coal mine will have to dig up to get to its load. The decision this week doesn't have anything to do directly with that proposal, but rather gives DNR 30 days to process the applications. Cook Inlet Keepers' Bob Shavelson says the court's ruling could set a precedent.
This is a very important decision. The Alaska courts have never addressed the issue before, whether Alaskans have a right to keep water in streams for fish. And the court came out and said very definitively that the Parnell administration and the Alaska Department of Natural Resources were violating Alaskans' constitutional rights by precluding them from moving forward with keeping water in streams for wild salmon.
The mining project promises hundreds of jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars in investment for the area on the west side of Cook Inlet. All of that from an estimated 300 million tons of coal that lie directly underneath 11 miles of wild salmon streams. To dig those up, Pacrim needs a temporary water use permit, but if the reservation is granted, it might not matter. What the judge found in this case was that 4 years was an unreasonable amount of time for DNR to sit on Chewitna's application. Citing budget and personnel constraints, the department argued that it had a right to prioritize applications, but according to Judge Ridner's decision, that doesn't mean it can, quote, prioritize it into a black hole. Pacrim contends that it can rebuild the salmon streams once the mining is done, and to date, no one has been able to do that, but to Ron Barnett, it sounds like a pretty good business venture in and of itself.
One of the things that we told Pacrim when they said they could recreate this salmon stream when they get done is that we felt that they could make more money fixing streams because, you know, there's lots of places around the world that have been ruined and nobody can fix them. But if they know how to do that, they should go and do that.
He says he's not sure how things will play out after this step in the process, but that there's a lot at stake in the final decision.
You know, I'm 64 years old. I got grandkids and there's many generations behind me coming up through that should have the right to the salmon and clean water. This water at Lone Creek and Middle Creek is potable water. I mean, this water is so good that you can drink it, and that's what they'll be destroying along with fish.
DNR has until November 13th to make its decision about the coalition's IFR application. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.